The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. Advice for soybean producers. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. As we head into another crop year in 2026, one expert has advice for soybean growers, and it comes from thinking about soybeans as a real crop, not just the crop you put in between corn every other year. Andy Eubank has more.
Brad Gibson, sales agronomist with Bayer and Channel Seed, says the advice is simply to manage that crop.
Treat it with the management practices you do with your corn, from making sure the placement and, you know, the seed soil contact is there from the start, the best treatments, getting populations, manage your population accordingly, don't overplant them, mix of varieties from maturities, whether it's the ExtendFlex platform or E3 platform. I think doing things the right way, from controlling weeds early, putting trees down, cover crops in my world is a big thing. I think that's helped. Doing things like that, planting them early, has really helped increase soybean yields.
He says the yield improvements have been very evident.
From 40 to 60, now 50 to 80. And I think it's a lot to do with the management, whether it's spraying fungicides over the top. There's some micro stuff that guys are doing with boron and some of those type of things over the top that have seemed to really make a difference in soybean production, just like they manage, start to manage soybeans like they do corn.
Gibson says a well-managed soybean crop not only yields more, it's part of helping the farm survive tough times.
I've had guys that do soybean after soybean after soybean, because corn does cost more to put in, as well as, you know, any other thing they may do. So in today's environment, to be able to keep your farm going long term, you have to do more to maximize that production.
Gibson noted seed treatments have had a major impact on growers being able to plant soybeans early, sometimes even before any corn is planted.
Because we don't have a problem getting stands for the most part. And sometimes the soybeans might lay there 5 to 6 weeks before they come out of the ground, and we're getting almost perfect stands. And I think that's really helped extend that season. This year for 25, we didn't have very good conditions, especially to finish out. I've done this for 26 years, so years past, I really expected very little yields. And we actually had average to slightly above average yields when it was all said and done, and we probably shouldn't have had half of what we got.
Gibson is based out of St. Louis, but many farmers across the Midwest have seen better results than they expected with all of the dry conditions this year. I'm Andy Eubank.
After years of dedication, Jim and Jody Johnson are retiring and selling their quality farm equipment through Purple Wave's December 30th Ag Auction. Don't miss their 2024 John Deere ExactEmerge 1775 NT Planter and 2019 John Deere S760 Combine. See the equipment yourself during open inspections at Osage, Iowa on Wednesday, December 17th and Monday, December 29th, both from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit purplewave.com for a complete listing. Purple Wave Auction, straight, simple, sold.
Hi, I'm Nick Bancroft, President and CEO of AgroLiquid in St. Johns, Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Milder air working into Michigan here today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Quick look at that forecast update for Michigan Ag weather interests. Getting a mix of clouds and sunshine for your Wednesday. However, lurking in the background are some clouds that are trying to build, especially over southern parts of lower Michigan. Those clouds likely give us a little bit of moisture, at least down in Indiana and Ohio, for Christmas Eve overnight into Christmas morning. I think the clouds have to be watched for some spits and sprinkles in lower tier counties of lower Michigan. The rest of us, though, are going to be seeing a partly cloudy skies overnight tonight. Christmas Day turns out decent, partly to mostly sunny skies over the state. More clouds down south, more sunshine potential central and north, with high pressure setting up in Ontario late Christmas afternoon and evening. And then we go into the late week and weekend. That's where life gets a little bit more interesting. Another surge of warm air coming on Friday likely brings rain into Michigan. anywhere from a few hundreds to maybe half an inch or more, with coverage at around 80 to 90% of the state, and snow could be coming together in the UP, or let's put it this way, rain, freezing rain, and snow could be what we're looking at here. I think the biggest concern in my book is going to be in that central part of lower Michigan range, because this is a warm frontal boundary lifting up, and so you may end up with warm rain, warm precipitation, warm air even, overrunning some cold air that gets stuck at the surface. That's where freezing rain could be a problem in central Michigan on Friday. I don't think it's as widespread as what some of the talk has been so far, but it is there. The threat is there for freezing rain. Now, that warm front gets all the way through by the end of Friday, and Saturday turns out partly to mostly sunny and, well, pleasant in my book. And then we gear up for our Arctic front that comes through a Sunday into Monday. Have some snow with that, but also brutal cold air for the first half of next week. I'm Ryan Martin.
Soil prep for next year begins as soon as the harvest is over. Don't miss out on nutrients you can return to your soil. Applying one of DairyDew's compost blends or layer manure accelerates the conversion of crop stubble into next year's plant food. That remaining plant material is full of nutrients that you want to return to the soil.
DairyDew's compost blends like Layer Ash Blend with Gypsum and Gypsum Plus not only help with releasing nutrients from your crop stubble, they also add beneficial biology and other missing minerals to your soil. Or go with an order of straight layer manure, an economical choice that still offers calcium and sulfur.
Improve your soil health for next year right now with a call to Morgan Composting. Crops don't wait. The seasons don't wait. You shouldn't wait. Address soil health this fall for better yields next year.
Not sure which is the best DairyDew product for your fields? Contact a soil health expert at Morgan Composting for a consultation. Call today or visit DairyDew.com to learn more.
Implants come from healthy soil. Healthy soil comes from DairyDew.
The grain and livestock markets are closing early today at 1 o'clock Eastern for Christmas Eve. But how did the markets do on Tuesday? Andy Eubank is back along with Arlen Suderman with Stone X as they review Tuesday's grain markets.
The markets are whisper quiet, Arlen, and really that's nothing new. We've been expecting that and we've been experiencing that really since about Thanksgiving. Markets, not a lot of volume, not a lot of energy either.
Yeah, if there's any energy at all, it's in the wheat market led by Kansas City. And I would tie much of that to the rising geopolitical risks in the Black Sea. We're seeing attacks really escalate by both parties, Russia and Ukraine, as Russia has really been hitting hard Ukraine's infrastructure. They did have a soybean ship there that was hit in last night's attack. The day before, they had some soybean oil tanks that were ready to be loaded onto ships that were struck and caught fire, and millions of gallons of soybean oil running down the streets of Odessa. I saw the video of that and it was quite impressive, just like floodwaters, but it was soybean oil running down the streets. So some significant damage there, slowing Ukraine's exports.
Arlen Suderman with Stone X. Settlements from Tuesday, March corn up just half a cent at 447.5. May corn 455.5, a penny higher. January soybeans down a penny and three quarters to 1051.5. March beans at 1063.75, a penny and a quarter lower, but March wheat up a penny and a half to 517. February live cattle dropping $1.42 to 230 even. February lean hogs up 62 cents to 85.97. Merry Christmas from all of us at Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.